Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From emotional Show of Shows finales that became increasingly painful to revisit, to highly anticipated throwdowns that haven't stood the test of time. These matches were awesome or innocuous in the moment, but in 2022, not so much. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestling matches that haven't aged well. Number 10, John Cena vs. CM Punk, Money in the Bank 2011. Crowds have a funny old habit of being able to make or break just about any contest going down inside of a wrestling ring. And while the actual in-ring action seen going down on the fateful night in Chicago back at Money in the Bank 2011 was far from terrible, the fact John Cena in CM Punk's WWE Championship skirmish sits as the only Meltzer-rated 5-star WWE main roster match of the last decade or so, tells a story of about far better in the moment than it is through a 2022 lens. Sure, the nuclear noise heard within the Allstate Arena is one the duo would struggle to conjure up again in later efforts, but their epic clash on the road to WrestleMania 29 outclasses this pantomime pay-per-view punch-up. And the best in the world's recent All Elite exploits have cast a staggering shadow over the last few years of his WWE run in general. As a moment in time and catalyst for momentary change, this contest still deserves all the love frequently sent its way. But when held up against more recent standards and the rivals' other battles, its 5-star status feels increasingly questionable. Number 9, Charlotte Flair vs. Natalya, NXT TakeOver. With the WrestleMania show being well and truly stolen by the likes of Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks, and Becky Lynch over the last few years, it's easy to forget how painfully long it took for the freakishly talented women occupying the wrestling world to finally be given a shot at showing the blokes how it's really done. Hopping back to the first ever TakeOver special in 2014 then, and it was during said first flicker of black and gold that the women's revolution truly began to catch fire. That being said, for all of the progress undoubtedly made on the night by having Natalya and Charlotte Flair put on a match of the night display in front of a rampant Full Sail, the aforementioned performances put on in more recent times by WWE's resident game changers haven't been all that kind to the two Queens NXT Women's Championship battle. The presence of a certain blacklisted nature boy at ringside also doesn't do the contest any favours upon a rewatch either. With WWE's stacked women's roster of NXT alumni now churning out bangers by the pay-per-view, important contests like this were always destined to be dwarfed in quality as the bar continued to be raised. Number 8, six-man Hell in a Cell, Armageddon 2000. The noise that greeted each now legendary star as they made their way down to the monumental Hell in a Cell structure suggested more than one roof could be blown off inside of the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center. Yet what would ultimately follow amounted to little more than six dudes taking their turns trying to get their stuff in before going for various wonders around the arena. Seriously, that's about it. An inevitable Vinnie Mac intervention only bloated the drama that bit more, in a contrived setting of the stage for Rikishi's moment of sawdust slamming in the bout's closing stages. And a weak finish that saw Angle retain his gold after capitalizing on a Stone Cold Stunner was diluted even further with the champ ending the night on his back courtesy of yet another Steve Austin pay-per-view closing stunner. Whether due to not being aided by the lofty standards set by prior Hell in a Cell wars, or due to trying to give too many feature players a reason for being there in the first place. This one made for a fun set of visuals, sure, but does not sit as one of the Attitude Era's crowning achievements for a reason. Number 7, Goldberg vs. Hulk Hogan, WCW Nitro 1998. WCW's handling of Bill Goldberg and his all-encompassing streak inevitably set the stage for the mother of all monster mashes inside of the Georgia Dome on an episode of WCW Nitro in July 1998. The fact Eric Bischoff was able to convince 40,000 folks to cram inside of the venue for the mouth-watering collision between Hulk Hogan and Da Man tells you all you need to know about how anticipated this seemingly inevitable crowning moment was during the height of the company's success. And while once again the noise produced by those watching on suggested we were witnessing an all-time classic, the actual physical showing from the two hulking forces left a lot to be desired in all honesty. No one was ever expecting a Steamboat Savage clinic from the two infamously limited workers, but outside of an exhilarating final minute or so, the remainder of this drawn-out meaty match, with its numerous cheap heat spots and dull tests of strength, can be filed directly under the word SKIP. Number 6, Triple H vs. Shawn Michaels vs. Chris Benoit, WrestleMania 20. In the show-closing visual of WrestleMania 20, WWE appeared to have captured lightning in a bottle with the emotional parading around of new World Heavyweight Champion Chris Benoit, alongside longtime pal and then reigning WWE Champion Eddie Guerrero in front of a sold-out Madison Square Garden. But an image and preceding bout that looked destined to sit as one of the most replayed and adored in company history was ultimately rendered understandably meaningless on the back of Benoit's horrendous axe during his last moments. The contest between Benoit and DX buddies turned bitter enemies Shawn Michaels and Triple H over said world title came equipped with just the right mix of pulsating drama and jaw-dropping physical prowess expected of three of the greatest workers of their generation. However, the harrowing Benoit double murder suicide that would unfold in 2007 has since all but erased this once cherished contest from WWE history and the minds of many a fan who originally watched the showcase of the immortal moments unfold.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number 5, Kane vs. The Undertaker, Unforgiven, In Your House, 1998. Hot on the heels of a WrestleMania 14 brotherly collision, Kane and The Undertaker were set to duke it out in WWE's first ever Inferno match. What could go wrong, eh? In truth, actually getting through the fiery contest without either man being seriously damaged or incinerated for that matter, was no doubt seen as a job well done for all involved. And those in attendance at Unforgiven In Your House 1998 seemed to genuinely lap up every blaze that accompanied the various bumps taken by both battling bros in the ring. Yet the action only really began to heat up, sorry, the second both men left the much-hyped burning squared circle late in the match. And while the sight of the big red machine's arm being set alight as he squirmed back up the ramp was jaw-dropping at the time, watching the mayor of Knox County slowly position himself and carefully allow the flames to take over his fully prepared arm doesn't quite elicit the same response all these years later. It still ranks as the best Inferno match in WWE history, though. Admittedly, that is not saying too much. Number 4, Eugene vs. Umaga, WWE Raw 2007. It is not difficult to see why WWE are not in too much of a rush to relive the many humiliating and uncomfortable scenarios fans were forced to witness involving one Eugene. On top of being made into the butt of many an insensitive and tone-deaf joke, Eugene also ended up on the receiving end of his fair share of childish bullying over the course of his questionable time within the sports entertainment sphere. And one of the most awkward instances of live tormenting the now beer star advocating company pumped onto their flagship inevitably involved the chairman of the board himself, because of course it did. After accidentally spilling his drink on Vince McMahon backstage in the lead-up to his Battle of the Billionaires hair versus hair match at WrestleMania 23, Eugene's boo-boo was rewarded with an impromptu match against the dominant Umaga. Of course, Eric Bischoff's nephew was quickly dispatched, but McMahon was not done there, was he? Sending a message to his Mania rival Donald Trump, still feels bizarre to say out loud, Eugene was promptly shaved bald in front of an unsettled Raw crowd, and given a billionaire bitch slap for good measure too. Yep, that is exactly what he said. Number 3, Hulk Hogan vs. Andre the Giant, WrestleMania 3. While still a main event to behold, mostly due to the sheer audible excitement being generated by the visual of these two larger-than-life superstars squaring up to each other inside of the squared circle, this was again a case of the hype far exceeding the in-ring end product. With Andre's back being an absolute mess coming into the showcase bout, the Hulkster wasn't even sure if his great adversary would be in a position to take the now legendary power slam. According to Hogan himself, Andre even rejected his first attempt to pull off the monumental feat early in the match, despite it being part of the original plan. Away from that Pontiac Silverdome popping slam heard around the world, though, there's a reason this Mania 3 conclusion came away with Meltzer's Worst Worked Match of the Year award in 1987. It was not very good. Number 2, The Rock vs. Mankind, Royal Rumble 1999. Even Mick Foley has gone on record to admit that he may have gone a little too far when it came to making a barbaric impact on the night of his Royal Rumble 1999 I Quit match with The Rock. Utterly bludgeoning the Mankind man with a steel chair whilst Foley's hands were cuffed behind his back. The devastating shots to the hardcore legend's head were only made worse with the realization that his wife and kids were in damn attendance for the massacre. While there's still definitely a place for the more extreme and savage corners of pro wrestling, watching a grown man be repeatedly pulverized by a metal object was excruciating then and does not need to be repeated anytime soon. Number 1, Shawn Michaels vs. Bret Hart, WrestleMania 12. In Bret the Hitman Hart, you had undoubtedly the finest in-ring performer of his generation. Opposite him was a heartbreak kid determined to make good on his second Royal Rumble win in a row and go one better than he did the previous year against one-time pal Diesel. Throwing the two out-of-this-world workers into a contest for 60 whole minutes looked like a recipe for guaranteed success on the grandest stage. However, the reality of an hour-plus extra time of these two masters of their craft aimlessly battling over the richest prize in the game wasn't all it was cracked up to be for those in attendance, as it goes. The lukewarm reception to the Show of Shows main event, and what acted as WWE's first ever televised Iron Man match, was slightly salvaged by the likes of Dave Meltzer and many other wrestling critics reassessing the lackluster bout in the immediate aftermath. Yeah, with the match type being very much evolved and perfected as the years would roll by, with Bayley and Sasha Banks' NXT TakeOver Respect outing arguably sitting as the finest to date, fight me. This overindulgent damp squib of an Iron Man misfire has seen its acclaimed status be gradually diminished to the point where it now sits as one of the most disappointing Mania show closers of all time. Show stopped indeed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.